Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, internet celebrity Nick Mason.
It's me. I'm here.
Yeah.
We're back.
We are back.
You've had a big weekend. You sound a little like you've had a big weekend.
Look, I'm a little grim.
You told me a while back that you were away for the weekend, and I wasn't sure. Like, you told me, but I wasn't sure if you're away to, like, visit your extended family, and
there was
like, you know, babies and kids or whatever,
yeah.
Or if you were off with your bachelor bro mates just destroying yourself, and I'm like, I wonder what he's up to, and then I get a text from you and it says there's been so much vomit, and I'm like, that doesn't clear anything up, it can still go either way, but it was the second one, right?
It was the second
you
one,
and
yeah.
Your dumb mates.
My dumb mates. My mates are genuinely, I don't know, man, I think I need new friends. They're just animals. That's good. You know what? You just stand around and you just say the worst possible thing you could say to another person. You know what I mean? Like, I would never say to my worst enemy. And you just, yeah, anyway, I'm not gonna get into it. Had a great weekend. Glad I'm back. Bit worse for wear, but you know, what's important is whatever this first news story is. What is it? What is it? Transformers.
This is going to be a good one, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so there's been, we got more Transformers movies coming, you know that.
It's like one every 3 years for the rest of our lives or something?
Oh, you wish. There's one.
Or is it more than that?
One every year.
Oh, God.
We've got one, Transformers 5 is coming June 2017, Transformers 6 June 2018, Transformers 7 June 2019. And one of those, I think it's 6, is a Bumblebee spinoff.
Ooh.
Everybody's favorite.
Great.
Non-talking.
Do you think they'll give... I was going to say, do you think they'll get him to talk? But they won't.
They can't.
It'll just be the longest sequence of, like, he says a thing via a funny ironic song or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to get old real fast.
I have trouble understanding him in the movies.
Because,
like, it cuts too quick and it's different cadences of whatever's being said or sung.
Uh-huh.
I never know what he's saying.
Sure.
Is that just me?
Well, look.
Maybe because I'm old.
Maybe for these ones, they're going to ramp down just the action and the massive amounts of things happening on screen at any given time, and you will have a chance to understand him at all.
Well, that would be amazing.
Or do you think they'll just fix his voice box like they did at the end of one?
And then
it didn't take.
Yeah, well, they said that he chooses to speak at the start of the second one.
Well, that's irritating.
Boy, is it.
Mm.
Mm. But here's the thing, though.
It's like somebody who just talks in Simpsons references.
God.
Maybe that's what he could do.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Michael Bay.
You mean that mate from high school that you don't really want to catch up with?
Yeah, that guy. But and then you're like, oh, how bad could it be? And then you show up and he's just like, monorail. And you're like, oh, it started. Even though that was a good episode.
So Transformers 7 is opening up against nothing big that week.
Mm-hmm.
Transformers 6 is opening up against Toy Story 4, same day. And Transformers 5 is opening up against Wonder Woman. And I hope that Transformers 5 gets
trounced.
Smashed.
Yeah.
Even if it's good, right? Michael Bay is directing it, so look, let's be honest. It's going to be the same shit.
Uh-huh.
But even if it's the best film ever made, he's robbed so many people of so much time that he needs a kick in the balls.
Okay, sure.
Do you disagree with that?
Do you think anyone will have learned by Transformers 6, though?
I really hope so. But look, I think if it goes up against Wonder Woman, And the and you know she does well in the Batman v Superman movie, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, and people are excited for that universe. I think there's a good chance that that'll take a big hit,
right?
Like dint out of Transformers. But I don't know, what would you see out of those two?
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, but you know, we're not everybody, are we? We're two people, two massive Transformers fans.
Oh yeah.
No, not really. Yeah.
Do you like Batman? Where's there left to go in the Transformers?
Well, Optimus Prime flew into space.
Oh, he did fly into space in the last
Unicron. One, they'll definitely. Yeah, okay. I think it's right. Unicron. The rumor's Unicron, or they confirmed Unicron. But they've mapped out the universe. Remember, we've talked about it before. They got like a board of creatives, and there's some really great names on there. Mm-hmm. But when you get Michael Bay to direct it, it's like, what's going to happen?
Oh, they're so.
I've heard the Benghazi film he made was pretty good.
13 hours? Is that what it's
called? But the thing is, if I don't have to see a Michael Bay movie, I'm not going to see it. Even if it's great. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Pain and Gain. I've heard it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to see it because he's just taken so much of my time and life force.
What you could do maybe is get a whiteboard and check and like get the running times of all the movies that might be good, but you're still refusing to see.
Right.
And then when it adds up to Transformers, then just you're back to zero, and then you can start seeing Michael Bay films again.
Okay, good point. Mm-hmm. There you go. So, Battlestar Galactica, are you a fan of the original 70s TV series?
Yeah. I love beige. I love beige and models.
Yeah, that's it. Did you like the new series, though?
Yes, I did, yeah.
See, I got about halfway through the first season.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, because, you know, it kind of screened erratically here.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I never kind of caught up, but I really enjoyed it, and I've never finished
for
it.
For me, the first stumbling block, like I finished it all eventually and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I didn't get to Caprica, which was the spin-off.
Oh, yeah.
But the first stumbling block in the first mini-series, I think we might have talked about this, there's an episode where they have to keep jumping, like hyperspace jumping.
I've seen that one,
Like every 33 minutes. I
remember
it's
that.
Like 33
the
minutes.
The Cylons are on their tail.
Yeah, and they have to just keep jumping, otherwise they'll catch up and they're all dead.
Yeah.
And that is just it's a harrowing episode.
It really is.
Like, everybody's so exhausted.
They have to scramble fighters every time. Yeah.
Anyway, but it's good.
It's good.
Why do
it?
You ask?
Well, okay, yeah, no,
it's
no
not,
reason.
It's not as just part of normal conversation. Hey, do you like Battlestar? Me too. Let's move on. No, you've always got some sort of bloody angle, don't you, mate? You bloody. You sell another of your bloody geek fuel boxes. Is what you're doing?
But maybe.
Ooh.
But no, they're talking about, they are going to reboot the series as a movie
franchise.
They talked about this was announced in 2014, but they've now put three producers on board. So I don't know their names or what they've done.
Michael Bay.
Yes.
Roland One of Michael Emmerich. Bay's kids.
Yeah. His probably names like, I don't know, what's a shit name? Blaze Bay.
Oh, Blaze Bay. Oh my goodness.
Sorry if your name's Blaze.
Blaze Bay. Sorry if your name's Blaze. Sorry if you're Michael Bay's kid.
That's it. So what do you think? I mean, it means it's moving ahead, basically. Like, it had been announced, but this is kind of, you know.
That's a quick, I feel that's a quick turnaround.
Well, when it finished, like 2009, I want to say.
Yeah, okay.
Like five seasons, something like that, maybe, give or take. There's been kind of fits and starts of them doing, well, they, like you said, they did the prequel season.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was there any web series kind of stuff?
You would assume
then
so.
There may have been,
webisodes, minisodes.
People were very upset initially when they rebooted it, and like, who's the Katie Sackhoff character?
Starbuck.
Yeah, and they kind of gender swapped her, and it wasn't the same universe or whatever. Oh, but it kind of also was because the Silent War had happened, and there'd been a peace treaty.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it wasn't exactly the same. But do you think people are now who loved Battlestar so much would be like, well, they're going to reboot it again?
Because
that series is pretty definitive, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
The way it ends, so.
And somewhat ridiculously.
Yeah, no, I have
but,
heard, yeah.
Yeah, look, I think the, I mean, if there was backlash against rebooting the one from the 70s.
Which was garbage.
Then there's going to be a massive backlash against this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, there were, people love all, you know, there's so many actors that people love in that, performances, twists.
Yeah,
all
so
kinds
many
of,
twists.
Yeah, where are they going to go with it?
Good question. Mm. We'll find out soon. Well, you know what? It's because Star Wars is back and whatever. I think this is, everyone's like, let's do a.
Do you think
space
it might be
thing.
Kind of dumber?
I hope so.
Me too. Finally, a series I can sink my teeth into because it's real dumb.
I think if they wanted to distinguish it, they should probably make it more cerebral. Not that Star Wars is stupid, it's certainly not, but like the way in the spirit of Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
More so the reboot, because the first one was just cardboard robots walking around in beige sets or whatever.
Oh boy.
Did you know, are you interested in Sonic as a character?
The Sonic the Hedgehog comic books were surprisingly good.
I don't believe you. Which one? We're from the 90s.
Yeah.
That's definitely not true then.
All right, continue then.
What way? What do you mean?
They were quite clever.
Okay.
Didn't read them all.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, look.
That's all I have.
There's got to be an animated Sonic film coming out in 2018. He did actually appear in Wreck-It Ralph as well.
He did, that's
Robotnik.
True.
But it's going to be my favorite thing and your favorite thing, which is a hybrid of CGI and live action. So,
yes.
In the spirit of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
How
and
do
the
you
Smurfs.
Get Sonic the Hedgehog into the real world?
See, that's the thing.
Do you reckon he's going to come out of a video game?
Oh, God, I hope not.
No, he's going.
Probably.
That's the only option, right?
Does he travel through worlds? It's not like Mario where he goes like down pipes and appears other places. What is Sonic? How does he get to different worlds? Sometimes he has a biplane. I've seen that.
It's almost certainly the biplane.
Yeah. But like, why not just make an animated Sonic?
Exactly.
In the Sonic world. Like, it's a fleshed out universe. People know those characters. There were two animated series in the 90s.
Yep.
One was voiced by the bloody Urkel.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And one is
Bloody Urkel.
The Bloody Urkel. And one is significantly better than the other as well.
Is it the Urkel one?
Presumably. Yeah. I couldn't tell you. Because like even, like, you know, there's a Smurfs movie coming out real soon.
Mm-hmm.
And
Smurfing soon.
Smurfing soon.
So Smurfing.
But they're
soon.
Not doing that Smurfs come to the real world bullshit anymore. They're making it fully CG. I think like Peanuts, you know, fully in the world of the Smurfs where they Gargamel's bloody whatever and, you know. Hank Azaria, I think, was it Hank Azaria?
Hank Azaria was
Gargamel,
yes, was
which
Gargamel.
Is excellent casting.
So he's not still Gargamel.
Well, he might be the voice, maybe, I don't know, but it's not, all I know is it's all CG, which is the way you do the Smurfs. Not like the Smurfs come into the real world and then they find a boombox and they do a rap or whatever those were. I haven't seen
No, them. I would watch that for 2 hours.
Yeah. So, Sonic film.
Finds a boombox, does a rap.
How big do they make him?
What exactly,
like,
that's my point.
2 feet?
2 feet tall, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Does he need to be bigger than that? Probably not. He's a hedgehog.
He's a hedgehog, exactly.
He's vaguely a hedgehog.
Okay, here's how it would work. If Sonic appeared in New York City.
Yeah, which he would.
And he was, you know, he came out of a bloody old Genesis or whatever.
Yeah.
And he came out and he was like taller than a man. He would be machine gunned to death by the police within the hour. So that's not happening. You have to be 2 feet tall. And with good reason.
You can't have any of that happening, can you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Do you think it'll be focused on rings or, it's emeralds, isn't it?
Because rings.
But there's rings, but isn't there also you collect emeralds also? Like, do you reckon he needs rings and he gets hit and he's like, I'm out of rings, I need more rings. And maybe he'll rob a jewelry store and then get gunned down or whatever.
One can only hope.
Yeah.
I think it'll be rings. I think it'll be magic rings.
Okay, great. I do like those games. I've said this before, they don't hold up as well as Mario, I feel, because when you get hit, they rely on speed.
Yes.
And when you just get, when you hit like a crab and you just like grind to a halt or whatever, yeah. What are we talking about here? What do we got? Johnny Depp will play the Invisible Man in the Universal Monster Reboot Shared Universe.
Finally, another installment of garbage stuff that nobody is watching, but they keep trying anyway for some reason. Because it's in their bloody copyright archives or something. And they're like, we've got this for another 75 years. What should we do?
But
make another one.
They got Tom Cruise as in the Mummy reboot, okay. Remember?
Yeah.
So they're building, you know, they're making their Avengers, but with...
I don't think they will, though. I think what's going to happen is they'll get Tom Cruise for the Mummy reboot.
Mm.
He'll do... If it's wildly successful, he'll do like two.
Yeah.
And then by the time Johnny Depp's got one out, Tom Cruise won't want to do it anymore.
Right, okay.
And then Johnny Depp will be like, well, if Tom Cruise is not doing it, I'm not doing another one. And they'll just now... You can't build a... You could maybe do one, like an Ocean's 11 style Monster Mash situation.
Yeah.
But you can't...
Like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, but the franchise isn't going to work. Like,
I think...
Not all-star, anyway.
But Tom Cruise, I think, is all about franchises now. Mission Impossible, he's doing another Jack Reacher. He's coming back to Top Gun.
But see, that's the thing. When will he have time to just pump out these
Universal monsters? I think he probably sees Robert Downey Jr. being Iron Man, and he's like, I would like to be that cool again.
The Mummy.
I would like
the
to
coolest
them.
Character.
No,
of
the
all
Mummy
time.
Is played by the girl from
Arnold
Kingsman.
Vosloo.
Yes, oh, I wish. Mm. That guy's. He was a great The Mummy, wasn't he?
Was a great The Mummy.
I liked when his face was the sand.
Yeah, it was good.
That was a really good movie.
I know.
So how much do you think Johnny Depp's going to be on set in a green screen suit, like floating toasters around and scaring people? Like, and they're going to wipe him out. What are they doing?
Is
how
he doing
do
a movie?
It?
Is he doing a movie adaptation of the After Dark screensaver from the 90s? Just throwing toasters around.
Yeah, like, how do you think they'll do it? Do you remember Kevin Bacon? There was he did Hollow Man.
Yeah.
Do you remember that from the 90s? It's a horror movie where he went mad.
Yeah.
And the Invisible Man does go mad, doesn't he?
Isn't he does go mad,
deal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What was the one where Chevy Chase was invisible? Was that also the Invisible Man? Remember that one?
It might have been like Diary of an Invisible Man.
Okay, sure, yeah. Groundbreaking special effects. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
So you have no all interest in this on any level.
We've done Invisible Man.
Sure.
Where can you take it again? Where can you take it?
Where's the thrill of not seeing a person?
Precisely.
You can't even wear a dumb hat.
True.
No, you might. It'd probably just be a floating dumb hat, the whole movie. Well, we got a bloody Batman v Superman trailer this week,
the
didn't
final
we?
One.
Mm.
Final. Until when's it coming out again?
March 25th, I want to say.
That's not long.
Let me double check that. Mm. What did you think, though?
Look, I've said this. Mm. The last time they put out a trailer, I put my foot down and I said, I'm definitely not watching another one if they release it. So, of course, I did watch another one.
March 23rd in Sweden. So,
yeah. God, all right.
It's around that time.
All right, let's budget a trip to Sweden and then we can finally watch this thing.
Yeah. But you did watch it.
I did watch it,
and
yeah. Looks pretty good. They revealed a whole bunch of sweet moves that we're not going to be surprised by in the cinema.
Batman, like, killing people in a warehouse.
Yeah, but, well, like, we see the Batman v a whole bunch of dudes in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good. Looks very Arkham Asylum.
Totally does, yeah. People are like, it's too brutal. That guy will be dead. Batman in the comics has broken so many bones and necks.
Yeah.
And, like, he'll like punch a man upside down. He lands on his neck. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't have a problem with that.
It's
not kill.
It's such an arbitrary line.
Yeah, that's right.
Ruin
yeah.
their life. Absolutely.
Yeah, like even the I like little things about that. Like, look, yeah, you're right. We probably didn't need to say it, but I really enjoyed the trailer. Like the Batplane.
I'll also
gives
spoilers for this. If you are one of the people who has their head screwed on straight and doesn't want to watch this, we're going to spoil this.
Yeah,
for like a
that's
minute,
right.
So
just the trailer. Yeah. We have not seen the movie. Like the Batplane gives him a little kick up into the building, like
yeah,
a little
fun,
boost,
yeah.
like little things like that. But like the way he moves, like we've never seen that in a live action Batman.
Correct.
And it looks incredible. Mm. Like the Batman side of it. The Batman side of it anyway, they've kind of pushed Superman aside for this one, being like he's sort of in it, but it's mostly him being surprised that,
that's true.
That, you know, Batman's quite strong and whatnot.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Alfred?
Jeremy Irons.
Behind the scenes.
Looking pretty good,
very
good.
Insulting Batman, which I appreciate.
It's good, yeah.
I genuinely think like the Ben Affleck Batman looks and Bruce Wayne looks great.
Yes, it does.
Like that side of it looks really, really incredible.
Uh-huh.
What about the fight itself? Like he blocks the punch and whatever.
See that's
you don't want to see that?
Yeah. I don't want to see anything like that. Superman comes in to just slap him upside the head or whatever, and Batman blocks it, and it's a
I said this in the video
Superman
that I did for
surprised.
This things that missed or whatever.
Uh-huh.
How hard do you think Superman was gonna hit him in the head?
Well, we see him give him a little slap to the chest, like a shove to the chest, and he goes flying. I'd say about that hard.
Okay, cool.
I'd say it'd be a series of slaps like that are slightly harder every time. Like I'm gonna give it. So that's kryptonite, right?
It might be. Yeah, kryptonite or like.
There's no way that suit's powerful enough.
Yeah. Well, what was it in the Dark Knight Rises? It's plugged into the city, but this one doesn't look like it's plugged into anything.
No.
I theorize as well, and it might be not true, probably isn't, that could be Kryptonian tech.
In the suit.
Yeah. Or just like a variation of Zod's armor that he's found.
Yeah, maybe, okay.
Like from whatever. Like, so, you know, that could be it. But
look, I'm willing to, but I'm guessing.
So you're like, if that's straight up Wayne tech, you're like not interested.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I don't.
But if he studied him.
Well, that changes everything.
You want to see a series of, I don't know, just Batman furiously.
I want to see a montage of him at a college.
Yeah.
Like It's him as Matches Malone, college student. And he's in like a physics class and they're like, the rate of decay, blah, blah, blah. And then he just puts his hand up and he's like, what if I was fighting Superman though? And then in just a history class and he's like, okay, and the strategy of Genghis Khan is blah, blah, blah. What if he was fighting Superman though?
There's a bit in it where he catches a grenade. And it is
Superman
a grenade.
Superman catches a grenade.
Yeah, which is very kind of reminiscent. And it might not be it where you remember in The Dark Knight
Returns,
where he catches a kryptonite arrow.
That's right.
And it might be, maybe that's what weakens him. There's like kryptonite kryptonite gas or whatever. Because obviously Batman would probably know that a grenade is not going to stop Superman because he's seen him fly through an exploding building.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So I'd imagine he'd know that that's not.
And that would make, you know, if that would make sense if Batman knew he was going to catch, you know, knew he was going to catch it anyway.
Exactly,
he's like, well, now you got a whole bunch of kryptonite in your hand, you idiot. What a dumb idiot. I also think it might be the case that Batman doesn't even have any kryptonite. Like, he knows he's fighting a losing battle.
Yeah.
And it's only Lex Luthor arriving on the scene with the kryptonite that turns the tide.
Oh, in a frisbee.
In a frisbee, yeah, exactly.
No, I think Batman has kryptonite or a variation or a synthetic kryptonite or something. Yeah.
Well, we'll see in March
23rd in Sweden.
Or in the next trailer they release. Their final trailer where they reveal literally every remaining frame. They're just like, hey, everyone. This has no context, but here's every frame we chopped out. And they just show us everything. And then they're like, well, bye. Well, either see it at the cinema or just put it together in your head.
Yeah.
We don't care at this point.
Well, we'll get TV spots. And even Star Wars, they had a final trailer and then they released an international trailer.
Mm.
So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if we see like, we'll definitely see a little bit more. Mm. Well, the thing is, though, there was a story on HitFix this week, the website, where they're saying the reaction of Batman v Superman for those who have seen it has not been as positive as Warner Brothers would like.
Okay.
And the series as a whole might need a massive reshuffle after this movie comes out.
Do we have any specifics on that?
Yes, I've got a lot of specifics.
I'm ready.
This is courtesy of Drew McWeeny from HitFix. I'm just going to pause if you want to make fun of his name.
How dare you? Drew.
Yeah, so basically he said,
what are you, Drew yourself a bloody bin and get in it, mate? I don't know. You caught me off guard.
Sorry. I'll let you think about it.
Okay.
So basically he said that through via insider sources, and look, take all this with a grain of salt. Get a grain of salt, put it in your eye, whatever.
Ah!
So
stingy.
That this movie is obviously going to go ahead as planned.
Yep.
Suicide Squad is going to go ahead as planned because it's pretty much done. As is Wonder Woman, which is currently shooting. Maybe it's probably close to wrapping up.
Uh-huh.
But Batman v Superman is not going to be the springboard that they want it to be, and that he'd be very surprised if the next movie in the schedule, if the Justice League movie will go ahead when it's supposed to go ahead.
Right.
Because Henry Cavill's currently in training, like everybody's getting prepped and ready. So the initial reaction for this was, do you remember a few months back the Warner Brothers board went and saw it and they gave Batman v Superman a standing ovation?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Which is what we do after every show here, so it doesn't really mean anything. But there are elements of it that do work. In particular, he says that Ben Affleck's Batman is good and Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor is great.
Okay.
Right? So what they're planning to do, well, he speculates, they'll push Justice League back.
Another Batman movie.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Because of the success of, say, the Dark Knight trilogy, they'll just throw a shitload of money at Ben Affleck and just be like, just make anything. Just make a Batman movie. And even just looking at that trailer that just came out, it's all Batman.
Yes, it is.
It's all like looking at how awesome Batman is and how great Bruce Wayne is and look at him fighting and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if that were to come out after this, if this isn't as well received, you know, as they'd like. If they do like a Red Hood Batman movie, like that would really kind of, that would be a good way, almost like a soft reboot, just kind of.
Because that's what we need in this universe that has taken 10 years to just get started, is another reboot. Just start it again, probably.
They said the problem is that nobody's running the ship. If that's the expression, if that's the proper nautical expression, we're like, as
nobody's going to starboard, everybody's going to port, everybody's bloody hanging out in the poop deck, as far as DC's concerned.
So, like,
somebody's going to be walking the plank,
probably.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it might actually be Zack Snyder.
Yeah, he's walking the plank.
again, this is all rumor, speculation. Uh-huh. It's probably fine. Who knows? But like, so you got like Marvel has Kevin Feige, obviously mm-hmm. the overseer of everything. And then even like Fox has, what's his name?
Rupert Murdoch.
They have Rupert Murdoch, yes. No, he writes, he's on the Star Wars board as well, the storyboard. I can't remember his name. Anyway, I'll mention it later.
Sure.
I won't remember. What's his name?
He wrote
Days of Future Past.
Really awkwardly dub it in.
No, it can't be fun. Then I'll have to go. I'm going to look it up.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to... I'm going to kick myself. I'm really not sharp today. Simon Kinberg.
Okay, sure.
God, I should know that. Get it together, man. Come on. but Batman doesn't have... Not sorry, Batman. DC doesn't have that.
Okay.
And
doesn't... You couldn't tell. Couldn't tell they're just spinning their bloody wheels hoping for success to come out of nowhere. Yes, you can. Get us. We'll do it.
We'll do it. We'll we do don't it. Mind.
Yeah.
We'll do it for millions of dollars.
We'll do it for as little as millions of dollars.
Yeah, I think you just...
Just DC, just bloody buy a million Geek Fuel boxes.
Yes.
We'll come over, we'll do it for free.
Absolutely we will. So, look, again, who knows?
Geekfuel.com/weeklyplanet or whatever it is.
Whatever it was, it's linked below. But, yeah, it is worrying to hear that. Not surprising. Looking at what we've seen, I can see how there could be some truth to that. Obviously, we'll know in a month for certain. But yeah, maybe this movie's not going to be, maybe this one of the most anticipated movies of all time isn't going to live up to all the hype, you know?
When's that ever happened? Except every time.
Except for Star Wars for most people.
Yeah, Star Wars is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that about it? I think that's all the news.
No, we'll talk about that other thing later.
Oh yeah, we will. Mm-hmm.
Here's a bit of sizzle for you.
It's not that interesting.
No.
All right, so look, big week. For movie.
You better believe it.
One particular movie.
Oh, yes.
Not so big for the movie Zoolander 2, which I did not see.
Which has received some scathing reviews.
Some critical beatings.
I read an article and it was not just a bad review of Zoolander 2. It was we think it's terrible. Here's 9 other bad reviews of Zoolander. We'll just shoehorn those in from just around the web. Here's 9 more. So it's garnering bad reviews and bad vibes.
Why do you think that? Do you think it's too late?
People have said it's too late.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said it is just retreading the same ground.
Right.
A lot of people have said that it takes a really long time to get going.
Right.
Like it takes ages to establish the characters, then establish the villain, and then establish the plot, and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have said there's a finale where it's like fashion industry people cameos. Like, it's just gratuitous cameos of people in the fashion industry.
All those people are the worst people, though.
The worst, and you don't know, nobody knows
and
who,
you don't
they
know
are.
Who they are.
And
yeah.
So, and they can't act because they're in the fashion industry. They're not actors.
Yeah.
So it's just like...
It's Dolce and Gabbana.
Exactly.
Who may be 2 people or 1
it's
person.
It's 2 people. Okay, yeah, good. It is 2 people. But like, and they can't act, but they're being relied on in the last scene to sell jokes.
Here's that really orange guy who wears sunglasses and has a white ponytail.
You're thinking of Karl Lagerfeld.
I probably am. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would get these jokes, I just wouldn't find them funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a joke though, is it?
That's Karl Lagerfeld.
That's not a joke being like, look, it's Glag Fagelfeld.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
You know, that's not a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just pointing to a thing.
I mean, he's funny looking, certainly. Yeah, sure. But they wouldn't, but it's like, but it's not like, hey, look how funny looking he is. It's like, look at him try and sell a joke.
I don't think he'd take that well.
No.
By the sounds of the description I gave of him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, why suck up to him? You're not going to do a Zoolander 3.
That's probably true.
Just destroy them all. Just say you're going to give him a funny line in your movie and come out and then just crush him.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
But look, on the back of Zoolander 2 getting that such scathing reviews and even like audience responses,
mm-hmm.
Deadpool is cleaning up.
It is clear.
And
up.
It's, look, we said this, I think, about a year ago. I think I even said, if this even is a good movie, it's not going to make like Kingsman money.
Right.
But this is
doing very well.
Massive.
Like $130 million or something?
That's it. Their predictions are $117 million for the weekend. I think it's a long weekend in the US as well. So it's going to get to about $130.
You know what I kind of feel like this is? I think this is Deadpool fans, hardcore Deadpool fans who have been lying in wait.
Right.
Like who have been like, Avengers? No, hate him. I hate the Avengers. I only like Deadpool. Bloody Ant-Man, hate him. Hulk, hate him.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Hate him. No, hate him all.
Thank you. Yeah.
Deadpool, this is what I like.
Yep.
It's my character.
Yep.
I'm going to see this. I'm going to see it 10 times over the opening weekend.
I think a lot of it is that, and a lot of it is also the marketing campaign.
Yes, true.
I'd say like 50% of this revenue is marketing campaign.
So really, they haven't made any money yet.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, in terms of the money they've made, sorry, like that half of that can be attributed to... It's not important.
Okay,
but
sure.
It's like...
And we don't understand it anyway.
That's certainly true. Mm-hmm. But like it beat the Guardians opening weekend. It beat Winter Soldier opening weekend. Mm-hmm. Like it's just cleaning up. Is that justified though, Mason? We'll get into that.
Yes,
we're
will.
We're going to go no spoilers and then spoilers.
No spoilers as much as we can. Well, very briefly, because we're no good at that.
That's true. And also it's not really a movie you can kind of spoil.
There's nothing...
You can spoil the jokes, I guess.
You can spoil the jokes... One thing that, something I was concerned about upon watching all the trailers and all the marketing stuff, all the trailers feature there's a fight sequence on a bridge.
Yep.
And pretty much nothing else. And my number one concern was, is there only going to be one action sequence in this movie?
Yeah.
There's two action sequences ultimately. There's two. And you know what? I didn't really mind. Nah. I know some people...
Had a problem with it, yeah.
A lot of people have had... somebody we talked to today actually had some problems with like pacing.
Yeah.
Like they felt that it lost a bit of momentum in the way that they broke up the action sequences and so on. But I thought it was quite refreshing.
Yeah.
Well,
before we get into all that though.
Yes.
What do you think the story was?
Oh, you do this every time and I'm always unprepared. It's really difficult to describe what happens in a movie. Oh. Jeez,
so you want me to do it?
No, okay. I'll bloody do it. So Wade Wilson, he's a mercenary, but he's got a bloody heart of gold.
Yes.
And then he falls in love with a lady in Jessica, is that her name?
Vanessa. Who's copycat.
Yeah, okay. Mm. So bloody Wade Wilson, played by Ryan Reynolds, he falls in love with the lady, or lust, really.
Yes.
I think that's,
There's some... intimate moments.
There are intimate moments.
Mm.
Anyway, but then it turns out he has cancer.
Yep.
Probably because of all the...
party lifestyle? Yeah, all the uranium he's probably...
Probably, yeah, that he's eaten on bets. Yeah. He's a loose cannon, this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So he goes he is approached by a weird-looking man.
Yep.
Who offers him the chance
from Galaxy Quest.
He's the guy from Galaxy Quest. Yeah. Who offers him the opportunity to... participate in some sort of secret science experiment to give him superpowers and cure his cancer, but then turns him into Deadpool.
That's right. And then he wants revenge on the people that did that to him.
Because he made his face a licky.
That's right. One guy in particular.
Yeah.
And he's all about getting his wife back girlfriend back and sorting his shit out.
That's right.
So, yeah. Well done. You really condensed that into a good 4-minute period.
Yeah.
Well
done. If you don't have the time to see the movie, I basically nailed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Well, look. The cast,
yes.
Ryan Reynolds has obviously been itching to play this role again.
Yep.
He mentioned in an interview the other
day. Because I feel if he never did, he'd never live down.
No.
Being in garbage comic book movies.
Nobody blames him for... I don't think anyone blames him for either of those.
No.
In particular, Deadpool. He even said in an interview the other day, they were like, this is how we're going to do Deadpool. This is in Wolverine Origins. We're going to sew his mouth shut. He's going to have blades in his hands and you're going to run around shirtless or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he was like... Well, that doesn't sound very good.
Sure.
And they're like, well, we'll get someone else if you don't want to do it. And he's like, fine.
Right.
So he actually said the words, it's like basically blackmail. But he's like, there is nobody else who fits this role
as well as he does.
Yeah.
No, exactly. There's nobody, whatever you think of Ryan Reynolds.
I like him.
Yeah, he's charming.
Mm.
He's funny.
Yeah.
It's good.
He's handsome enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Hollywood handsome.
Mm.
Yeah. That's it. Like he's clearly got a bit of improv skills as well.
Yep.
Which is much appreciated. But he's got a pretty big comedy background. Like he started with Two Guys and a Girl and
the best comedy series of all time.
Is it?
No. It's pretty good though. I enjoyed it.
I remember thinking it was all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course
he's from Canada. That's inherently funny.
That's right. He was he was in that Van Wilder movie, which everybody loves, but I hate for some reason.
Sure, Van Wilder, Party Liaison.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the sequel or The Rise of Taj?
No, I did not.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. We should go get that though on Blu-ray from one of those rental bloody kiosk vending machines.
Sure.
That inexplicably exist. No, but he's great. He's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like someone said, can't remember who it was, that TJ Miller would also could have done the role if he like lost the weight. Probably get TJ Miller.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. But in this, he's Weasel.
He's Weasel, yeah. Mm-hmm. Deadpool's confidant.
Yes.
And barman. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to see more of him, to be honest, because I really like TJ Miller.
Yeah, I thought because... Okay, here's an issue I had with the movie, and we'll probably talk about it at length later,
yep.
That we... A lot of their banter, like we didn't see any, a lot of it was in the trailers.
Yes.
We didn't see a lot of fresh stuff.
No.
And my assumption was going to be there would be a lot of, they would have improvised a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe the stuff we saw in the trailer would have been different from the stuff we saw in the movie. Because yes. Then we'd go, okay, well, they've got this banter. We can still be surprised. But yep. It was the same stuff. I thought there'd be more. I thought it'd be different. I don't know.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But, you know, I like their...
They're still
back
a good,
and forth. It was
a good
yeah.
duo.
Sure.
Marina Baccarin as Vanessa. Really
she's pretty good,
her
yeah.
as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They say that her role is going to be kind of fleshed out in the future movies.
Because it was kind of yeah, was a little tacked on.
Sure, definitely. But like, I mean, I guess she's kind of the driving force of the movie yeah, uh-huh, in a way. Sure. But she's great. Like, she's really good in Firefly, obviously. And that one about the aliens or lizards or something.
V. Yeah, you're thinking of V.
Didn't say it.
Okay.
Looks shit. A lot of people like it. I'm sorry if it's your favorite show. But I hate it. No, I'm indifferent. I'm going to go with that.
Okay, good.
What about the villain?
Yep.
Ajax.
British man.
Yeah, well, they even make mention of that.
Well, that's true. What did you think? Because, we'll get to it later.
Sure.
We'll talk about it. What's his name? Ed Screen.
Yeah, he's the new transporter.
He's the new transporter, that's true.
Now the old transporter, because that reboot did not do well.
Mm-hmm,
And he's in Game of Thrones. He was a character that then got recast because this guy went on to be the transporter and...
Great.
This, I guess. Yeah.
Sure,
but no,
yeah.
I thought he served the purpose of, he was exactly who they said he was going to be, and then he did that particular thing. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I do know what you mean.
Like
yes.
At the start, they're like the villain. It says in the credits, the villain is a British man or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. Who was the other girl who was with
that's
him?
That's Gina Carano.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
That's a real life MMA fighter, Gina Carano. Yeah.
I thought she was really good. She only had a couple of lines, but I was like, her delivery is actually quite good.
Sure.
Because she doesn't say a lot.
Yes.
And I'm presuming that because I think when she did Haywire, they dubbed over all her lines.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I might be wrong. I've heard that.
With the voice of Gilbert Gottfried.
Classic choice.
Yeah.
And I guess this is all kind of round out with Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead, who I really enjoyed as a kind of duo.
Yeah, me too.
Colossus looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't
design-wise. It? Design-wise. Like this... I think the CGI is not 100%.
Yep.
Because this movie was made for like $48 million.
Yeah.
And they mentioned multiple times how this doesn't have the budget of an X-Men movie. Like,
yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. But no, like to make a fully CGI character that size and that convincing, I thought was really
it's interesting that they went, okay, we're going to give Deadpool like two X-Men pals to pal around with.
Yep.
And we're going to do Colossus and he's going to look exactly like the character from the comics.
Yep.
We're going to have him huge. He's going to look great CGI. And the other one, we're just going to get the three dartboards that represent name, powers and appearance. And we're just going to throw them and see what we get.
Yeah.
Cause like Negasonic Teenage Warhead is basically like, she's not really a cat. Like, she exists.
Yeah, she doesn't have any of those powers either.
No,
she's got mind stuff.
Well, she doesn't even really have anything because she's dead.
Oh.
And she's sort of...
She's got that.
Yeah, that's true.
That one thing.
Well, see, she appeared very briefly in New X-Men, like Grant Morrison's.
Okay.
Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah, I remember. It's great, yeah.
Yeah.
You got me onto that, actually, yeah.
She was on Genosha, I think.
And that all went south.
Yeah, that one, yeah. And then she appeared again as a hallucination, I think.
Okay.
And then she came back as a zombie.
Right. In like Marvel Zombies or just as a zombie?
No, there was something called Necrotia. There was a storyline called Necrotia where dead mutants on Genosha got infected by the transmode virus.
Right.
Which is the virus that Cable has.
Right.
And they came back as like biomechanical zombies.
Oh, okay.
And I think she was killed again. So... Ooh.
We'll get to that guy, though, won't we?
Yeah,
you
totally.
Just mentioned. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, what did you think of her in this?
Yeah, good. I liked it.
Yeah.
She worked as
a teenage kind of...
Sullen teen.
Yeah.
Was good, yeah.
That's exactly
I think what happened is they went, okay, Colossus and Kitty Pryde work well in the comics.
Yeah.
But we need somebody with more firepower.
Sure.
So maybe Jubilee.
Right. But she's in date. She's in the next X-Men movie.
Right, so we can't use her.
Yeah.
And so they went, okay, let's go to like somebody's Marvel, like X-Men wiki, and we'll see if there are any other teenage characters.
Yeah.
And they went that was literally the first result was Negasonic Teenage Warhead. And they went, oh, that'll do.
Brilliant.
Just give her Cannonball's powers.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that worked.
Yeah, totally. Mm. Definitely.
And also a lot of, as we've discovered in a lot of all the other X-Men movies, they're just like, yeah, just put two together.
Whatever.
Just put two characters together. It's fine.
Was Jubilee first introduced in the animated series?
No. Pretty sure she was Wolverine's sidekick for a long time.
Okay. She's got some great sparkly powers, doesn't
exactly.
she?
Exactly.
Yeah. All sorts of fireworks. Did the storyline impress you in terms of the storyline of it? Like, I thought it was very straightforward.
Yes.
But I don't think that hurt the film. Mm. Maybe because maybe it was done intentionally to kind of be like, well, because a lot of this parallels the tropes of, I don't think parallels is the word. A lot of it is like it does a lot of kind of comic book movie tropes. Like there's a superhero landing and they mention a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
But I think this straightforward kind of superhero story was probably done intentionally.
Oh, in terms of
like
we need
the structure and, you know, we're going to get A to B and then a big thing happens and explodes in the end. And
do you think, do you mean like ironically?
Yes.
I don't think they did it ironically.
You think they just did it straight up?
I think they did it straight up because that's the least confusing thing to do. What I'm saying is Deadpool fans are idiots. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, again, if this is a huge marketing push for this movie, they don't want to confuse people and go, let's take this way out of the box.
Right.
I think they're like,
let's give them a formula they're familiar with
and then mess about with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah. Sure. But that, so you were okay with that, obviously. You went like, this is boring. What a boring film for idiots.
No, but I think, again, I think they shook the structure up enough that I wasn't bored. I think if they went straight from A to B, I would have been bored out of my brain.
Right.
But the fact that, is this a spoiler?
The structure of the film.
Yes.
Well, maybe we'll get to that in
spoilers.
I've marked
it
down so we can come back to it. Action-wise, you mentioned there's only kind of two
major. It's a little sparse.
I mean, there's bits and pieces, other pieces, but and we'll get the action. Actually, a lot of that actually plays into
the structure.
The structure, so we can't really touch on that yet. Yep. Mm-hmm. All in all, I thought the CGI was a bit kind of rubbery, the way Deadpool kind of moved some of the time.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
But with the budget they had and the character that he is, it didn't bother me. Like knowing the limitations of this movie and what they managed to achieve, that it wasn't a problem. If this was a $300 million movie, then yes, that is.
Yeah.
You know, that would.
And I think they cleverly worked around. There were a lot of clever little tricks they used to sort of write around the idea that the budget was quite low.
Right, yeah. Like, there's a few things mentioned specifically.
We're terrible at non-spoiler really reviews.
This. All right, we're nearly there.
Okay.
Everybody's seen this by all accounts. Okay, and everybody who listens to this is probably saying it. Uh-huh. Did you think it was funny?
Yes, I did.
Mm.
I did.
Good.
But look, I think it was funny. I think it was, in a lot of cases, quite juvenile,
yeah,
but deliberately juvenile.
Totally, yeah.
Like, that's the character.
Yes.
Don't come in expecting clever anything, no, really. But no. I mean, it was clever.
There were clever. Like, yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's not clever.
Mm-hmm.
It's intentionally, anything that's childish or stupid or violent or whatever is done very much intentionally.
Yes.
Like, they know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think I don't love Deadpool as a character. I'm okay with him. So, like, the humor didn't always work for me. That's not to say I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was very funny. So there was very funny moments, but it's not really necessarily my thing.
Sure.
Not to say it's bad, because I don't think it was at all. I thought I really enjoyed it. But yeah, not every joke landed for me, if you catch my drift.
I do catch your drift.
Because I just said explicitly.
You said explicitly what you were thinking there. Yeah, great.
Should we get to spoilers?
Yeah, let's get to spoilers. Anyway, best movie ever.
Definitely. Best movie ever. It's nice to see a movie, isn't it? But not only that, it feels like they've been slowly building towards these R-rated comic book movies. Like, the Kick-Ass movies kind of gave it a go, and then Kingsman did, you know, really remarkably well.
Uh-huh.
And now, so, like, audiences are kind of warming up to this kind of thing. Uh-huh. And because of this, I think we're going to get a lot of R-rated comic book movies.
Do you feel it was really that violent?
No.
Mm.
But you got to remember, R is different in the U.S. R is 16,
sure, yeah,
or in the U.S., no, I didn't think. No, definitely not. This would be, if I took some of the people that I know who don't watch this kind of stuff or action movies, they would be horrified at some of
this
stuff.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Definitely. There's a bit where he cuts a guy's head off and kicks it into another guy.
See, I didn't have, like,
I don't see it. Like, to be honest, it happens and it doesn't affect me.
Exactly, same.
But I can definitely see how, like, you take your girlfriend and she's not used to seeing that and, you know, she's kind of wincing or whatever.
Oh, sure, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt it was too cartoony to...
Yeah, definitely.
To affect me any...
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no,
now, I, now, when I went in, when I went into the cinema, there were parents had brought what I assume was like their six-year-old boy to see it.
How'd that go?
Well, he seemed very excited at the start, like during the trailers. He seemed very happy when Wonder Woman showed up in the Batman v Superman trailer.
Good, good.
Pretty good.
I wish you talked about that.
But then he was very quiet for a lot of us. But it's tough because he was behind, so I don't know. Maybe he was asleep. Who's to say?
Who's to say? Yeah. Who knows what kids do?
Who knows what kids do, exactly. Maybe don't bring your kids, though.
Definitely not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think a 12, 13-year-old could handle this.
Yeah.
But
and I think like a 14, 15-year-old, you would be like, yeah, this
radical.
Is very radical.
Yeah, I would have loved this, like, yeah, in my teens, when I was a teen man.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still obviously did.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off. Whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. Have you ever been in a situation where you need to search something on the internet, but it's kind of embarrassing and you don't want people to ever find out what you're searching for? It might be like a medical thing or a personal thing or whatever. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know what you're up to. And you might be thinking to yourself, look, I can just go into incognito mode. But let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browser history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why. Even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Now, most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on because it runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is also available on all your devices. We're talking phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more.
Yeah, spoilers.
Spoilers. Okay, let's do it.
Let's talk about these. The pacing in terms of the action sequences. So you're saying if they just went, so it opens with an action sequence.
Yes.
Do you think if they just did that and then they flash back to an origin and then it was just a revenge thing, that wouldn't have worked for you?
I would have been
bored.
Or if
it just went completely linear.
Yeah, I think if it went completely linear,
yeah,
like, I think it would have felt like a Green Lantern kind of movie.
Mm.
Where it's like, oh, we've got to meet this character and then he's...
Yeah.
And then
that's what the X-Men Origins was, though. It was like, and now Wolverine has to... fight the blob to get the information.
Yeah, I think that's,
or whatever.
I reckon that's definitely a lesson learned.
Yeah.
I think I get the sense that Ryan Reynolds and whoever was super invested in this movie explicitly went to X-Men Origins Wolverine and said, do not do any of these things because it was just a
trade wreck. Yeah. Well, that's exactly it. Well, the two writers, I've read a few interviews with them, and 70% of the draft that they wrote originally is in this.
Okay.
And... there was a point where they were trying to get a green lead. It wasn't happening.
Yep.
And they kind of, in a moment of weakness, wrote a green band version or whatever.
Oh, I see.
A PG-13 version.
Uh-huh.
And then they immediately like, this isn't going to work. People aren't going to like it.
Yep.
Which is true. I don't think this would have done as well if they had have sanitized it more than they needed to. But yeah, it's the, part of the reason it got made, and Ryan Reynolds has hinted that somebody that he knows, could have even been him, leaked that test footage.
Oh, sure.
That was only like, it was under 2 years ago, and that's what kicked this kicked things off, because people saw it and went, just make that movie.
Yeah.
And then they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think this, I genuinely think that this would not have happened if that footage hadn't been leaked.
You're probably right.
Don't know how I got onto that. Structure-wise.
Yes.
I liked how it jumped back and forth.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, I was okay with it.
But again, a lot of people, someone I talked to today.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you.
Nope.
That's for later.
Thank you. Good. You someone sleep? I talked today was like, oh, by the time, but you know, by the third time they went back to the
freeway. Yeah.
I felt it lost a bit of momentum.
Okay.
I didn't think it did. I thought, I was like, oh, this is actually quite refreshing.
Yeah. They did. They spread that fight over, what, about 40 minutes maybe?
Something like that.
No,
yeah.
I didn't feel that.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that at all. I thought it was, I know, I liked the kind of going back and seeing the origin and then cutting back to the middle of the freeway.
Same,
I didn't mind that at all.
And again, like I was saying with the action, I appreciated that there was a little conceit of why he never just shot everyone.
Right.
Like it wasn't just a hail of bullets all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that kind of would have been no fun.
Oh, when the he fact, was like, I've got 12 bullets.
Yeah, I've only got, like, I left my ammo bag in the in the house or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the end, he's like, you know, there's the sequence where they load up and he gets every gun in the house and he puts it in a duffel bag. And then Negasonic's just like, where's your bag of guns? And he's like, oh, I did it again kind of thing. I thought it was a fun little touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Because again, at the end sequence, he's fighting like a dozen guys.
Yeah, he does.
And if he brought all that, that fight would have been 5 seconds long and that's it wouldn't have been interesting at all. We've seen people shoot at each other. We've never seen a guy cut off a guy's head and kick that guy's head into another guy.
That's exactly it. And you know what? That kind of stuff only really works for a character like Deadpool. If Captain America gets out of the car and he's like, I forgot my bag of guns.
Yeah.
For one, he wouldn't be bringing a bag of guns. But like, do you know what I mean? It only works for characters like that where he'd be... You wouldn't believe that a lot of comic book characters would forget to do that. But with Deadpool, yeah.
Probably would,
Obviously, he would. That final action sequence, though, that was a helicarrier, right?
How do you... Was it like a S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier?
No, well, they're obviously different universes.
Uh-huh.
Then this is different than the Marvel universe. But that looked... I mean, it could have been like a whatever...
Like a battleship.
Battleship, but no, yeah. I thought that must be a helicarrier.
Is that important to you?
It is important to me.
Okay, right, good. Okay.
What do you think, though? Do you think it was a helicarium?
I don't think it was a helicarium. Mm. Although, we do see... What I thought was a nice touch, we see he runs into his old mate, Bob.
Hydra Bob.
Yeah, he's Hydra Bob. Yeah. Bob the Hydra agent.
Yeah.
Who obviously can't be a Hydra agent in this because different universes.
That's exactly it. Fun, yeah, that was fun. It was a nice little thing. You know, I enjoyed that last action sequence though. But like, they were very few and far between. But I don't know, it's... The humor definitely breaks it up and kind of makes it more interesting. And the kind of... Is he got enhanced strength? He must, right?
Who?
Deadpool. Maybe not too much though.
Yeah, I think
maybe like a Wolverine level.
One of the things I thought was interesting is in this he's not part of the Weapon X program.
No, it's just a
of weird back alley superhero.
I mean, I guess it could be Weapon X or like a subsidiary of that.
I guess so. Like, I think maybe the idea was if they said Weapon X, we'd expect Wolverine to show up at some point.
I was still expecting that I would see Wolverine at some point.
Yeah, same.
A lot of Hugh Jackman nods.
Yes, very much so.
But none of that.
Speaking of that, what did you think of, like, do you think they laid it on a little thick with the self-referential I'm a guy in a movie situation?
Not overly.
Me too. I thought it skirted the line a bit because there was a point, there was a couple of points, you know, obviously we've got the Don't Make My Suit Green or animated as a nod to... Green Lantern.
Yep.
We had the point where I'm like, oh, they better not go any further with this. Was the point where Colossus is dragging Deadpool off the highway, and he's like, I'm going to take you to see Professor X, and he's like, McAvoy or
I enjoyed
Stewart.
That. I liked that a lot.
Okay, sure.
I wouldn't even say that a lot of people would even get that.
Uh-huh.
You know, knowing but who knows? Maybe.
Okay, sure.
I don't know. I mean, comic book nerds, Mason. Like,
like
you
me.
In particular got it.
Oh no, that's a shot at me.
No, I enjoyed that joke. Was there anything, like many jokes in particular, that did stand out for you?
No, what have you got?
I liked the bit
where
he was like kicking and punching Colossus and breaking all his hands and wrists.
Oh, sure, yeah, that was good.
And all that, I enjoyed that a lot. I liked the second conversation in the cab, where he's like, you should let that guy go, and then he's like, kill him. Yeah, sure. I enjoyed that. I thought that was really, really great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You know the bit where he shoots the bad guy in the head at the end? I knew that was coming. Uh-huh. I still enjoyed it.
Oh, sure,
Colossus, who's like a super nice guy and honorable, just, you know, was like, what is wrong with you?
Mm. I like the when we were talking about acknowledging the limitations of the budget, where he goes to the X-Men and he's like, it's weird I only ever see you two around. It's almost like they couldn't afford another X-Man. I thought that was pretty good.
That was pretty great, yeah.
There was a point where we got a fourth wall break inside a fourth wall break.
Never seen that before.
Yeah, that
was really good. You know what bit I thought was a little bit on the nose?
Let's talk about
The fourth wall was the Ryan Reynolds, when he mentions Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, sure. That he didn't get to his where he was on his acting skills.
Yeah, that's it. Sure. Yeah. But that's
probably
okay.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
I read an article yesterday, I think it was. And it was, so there was an article, I think maybe on Entertainment Weekly, and it was like, why we're rooting for Ryan Reynolds to succeed. And it was like a list of all these reasons. And then somebody released a second article of like, I'm not rooting for Ryan Reynolds. Here's the reasons. And that broke down that article. Like, you know, he came from TV. Well, so did a lot of people, you know, he's charming. Well, bloody a lot of people are. Shut up kind of thing. And the conclusion was basically like, Ryan Reynolds is, in Hollywood making these movies because somebody decided he was a movie star. Like
right.
That's why he keeps getting more. Again, I do like Ryan Reynolds, but he has done a lot of
crap.
He's done a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say a lot of that stuff's his fault, though. I genuinely don't think. Yeah.
But it's weird that he keeps getting other chances, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
We all enjoyed R.I.P.D., though.
We did not.
Did you see that one?
I never saw it, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looked expensive.
Yeah.
Post-credit sequence hints towards things of the future. Yes. I enjoyed that.
Uh-huh,
it was like the Ferris Bueller-esque in the robe, get out of here kind of moment.
Uh-huh.
Cable.
Sure. Who do I think should play Cable? Somebody, and this is basically the default position I feel, was, hey, why don't you get Nathan Fillion to play Cable? Somebody tweeted that.
And, I can see that.
But see, I don't think so. I think it should be someone who appears to not be in on the joke.
Right. Well, there's a guy.
Because Nathan Fillion's all charming and he's, kind of.
That's
he's
true. Cable's like dead. Dead serious, I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I was going to say.
Sure.
You thought I was going to say Deadpool, but I wasn't going to say that. Do you know Stephen Lang?
No.
He's the bad guy in Avatar.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, I just. Yeah, okay. You just dropped the bloody Geek Fuel box.
I did.
You did. Oh, there's a mug in that. Yeah, he looks good, Somebody actually tweeted me a photo of...
Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
it looks really good.
What's Kevin Costner... What role is that? I've never seen that before.
Me neither. Not sure. Probably the one where he was like rescuing people at sea with Ashton Kutcher or something.
They'd have to bulk him up a little, but he does look like...
Stephen Lang is already enormous.
Okay, well, that's then sorted.
Stephen Lang... I can read it. I retweeted it today, but Stephen Lang's even taken to Twitter.
Okay.
To... kind of throw his name in the ring.
Hey, remember me from Avatar? It's okay, no one does. That movie made no impact whatsoever, but I'm putting myself in the ring for Cable in Deadpool.
Hey, remember that TV show about going back in time and finding dinosaurs? It was probably called Terra Nova. But I was in it.
Great.
Stephen Lang.
Very nice.
He says, let's lay some cable. You know I want it. This is pre-trading. Thanks for spreading the word. And that's him there.
Yeah, that looks good. I like it.
And somebody pointed out to me on Twitter, he's flexing the wrong arm because that's a metal arm.
Oh, yes, that's right.
What did you say about Cable? I don't know a lot about Cable.
Okay, sure.
Which is to say I don't know anything about Cable.
Okay, let's talk about him.
You said he's got some kind of virus.
Okay, so the deal is basically he is Cyclops and Jean Grey's son.
Yeah.
He was sent to the future to be raised in the future by the Ascani, who are they're like future people.
Sure.
Future people in the future.
Are they any good?
Yeah, they're nice. But anyway, he has, because of his mutant heritage, he has like massive telekinetic and telepathic powers. But he was infected by, so Mr. Sinister,
I know him,
who was created by Apocalypse, wanted to kill Apocalypse. So he created the transmode virus.
Right.
And he set it upon Apocalypse, which didn't kill Apocalypse because he's,
Apocalypse.
Well, you've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Apocalypse infected Cable with that virus.
Mm.
So all of Cable's psionic powers are basically being devoted 24/7 to preventing the virus from taking him over completely, which is why he has like one bionic arm and like bionic face
bits
and whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's as far as it got before he figured out how to stop it.
Okay.
So.
Does he sleep?
Yeah, he sleeps. I think it sorts it out.
That's good.
When he's dreaming.
In his bloody brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
So there is a parallel universe version of him. I don't know if he's still around. He might be dead.
Yeah.
Nathan
Fillion.
No, not Nathan Fillion. Bloody Nathan.
Nate Summers.
Yeah, Nate Summers.
Yeah.
Called X-Man. He's from the Age of Apocalypse universe.
Oh, isn't he invincible and everything? And
he's... Well, he doesn't have the transmode virus, so he has the full range of his powers.
Yeah. And he's like amazing.
Yeah, everything. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a story, there was actually a Cable and Deadpool storyline. For reasons that I cannot remember, Cable got access to the full sort of spectrum of his powers and sort of created like a his own city kind of thing and they had to bring it, the Shield had to call Reed Richards to bring in the Silver Surfer to shut him down,
to sort him out.
Yeah, to sort of bloody sort
Didn't
him out.
Didn't Green Lantern do that once, rebuilt his city and went when he went mad?
Oh yeah, he did that. Yeah, and it was,
what a dickhead.
Good times. Bloody, he was want to live in a bloody green city. What an idiot. Anyway, what
names,
else do you want?
The names that they mentioned is Dolph Lundgren, Kieran Knightley, and who's the other one?
Some other dude.
Can't remember. Mm. But yeah, none of them really kind of stood out to me.
No,
as,
but this is Stephen Lang. He looks the part.
Someone also said the dude, I can't remember his name, he's in Grey's Anatomy, but he also played Multiple Man in X-Men 3.
Sandra Oh.
Yes, Sandra Oh.
It's the only name I could think of from Grey's Anatomy.
Do you know the guy I'm talking about? I'll find a picture.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He looks too in on the joke, that guy.
Yeah, he's very smug, isn't he?
Smug.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Yeah, no. Fair enough. So Stephen Lang all the way.
Stephen Lang all the way.
I feel like this is the kind of franchise where they will cast him if everybody's pushing for it. Because this is very kind of fan service-y, this film.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I feel like so they'd just be like, they wouldn't be like, let's do something crazy and cast Jesse Eisenberg or whatever. They'd just be like, you want him? Yep.
Yeah,
all right.
You got him.
Like,
sure, yeah.
So that's how I kind of feel they're going to go in that direction. So they're talking about the future of Deadpool. They're talking X-Force.
Yep.
They're talking crossing over into the X-Men movies.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They reckon... It's not a sure thing, but they think that this is going to take the Fantastic Four 2 release date.
Okay, good.
Like this just...
Or they could just do another Fantastic Four movie. Reboot it again. That's what I say. Keep them going.
This, I don't think... Fox must just be like, what happened? How did we fuck up Fantastic Four so badly? And this movie we didn't even want to make.
Yes.
Like it did this well.
Uh-huh.
They just must be, their heads must be spinning.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they just don't know.
We've never been wrong before. It's always been something out of our hands and not us being idiots and having no sense of what's good and popular.
That's it. So.
What a great job it must be to be a movie executive.
Yeah, I guess.
Just
say a bunch of shit and people have to do it.
Just blame, whenever there's a failure, just blame any of the thousands of people that created the thing and not you for greenlighting something that's garbage.
And also blame the fans for not turning up in droves to your garbage movie.
Oh, you're always right. You're never wrong. So good.
So, yeah, I think we're going to get a lot more of this and we're going to see a lot more of him. I don't think they need to use him in every... I don't want to see him in every X-Men movie from here on out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I would like to see them cross over at some point.
Yeah,
I don't know how that would work in terms of the R rating and X-Men.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I think the way they could get around it, if it's fourth wall breaking,
yes,
is that his language is censored and he knows he's in a PG-13 movie.
Right.
And it's like frustrating to him that he can't swear properly.
Sure,
And whatever. And like even some of the violence is like, you know.
Oh, okay. See, I don't think they would do that.
No.
Because if he is swearing, they bleep it, for example, then we become aware that he's in a movie.
Oh, okay. I get you. Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think they could do that. I think what they would do, like whenever, say, like, so if you think of a character like She-Hulk is aware she's a comic book character.
Yes.
And so when she's in her own series, she will talk to the reader, she'll talk to the writer, she, you know, what have you. But when she's in another, like when she goes to like the Hulk comic book, they pretty much play it straight.
Yeah.
And there might be one frame where she, like one or two panels where she is like, look out there kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
you know, or attempting to talk to the readers or whatever.
Mm.
And everybody's like, well, she's a superhero and she's also a lawyer. She's probably really overworked. Like she's under a lot of stress. That explains it.
Yeah.
Go have a sit down kind of thing.
So you think you could have maybe like one line like that?
I think there might be a line where he's like...
They'd have to acknowledge it,
I think
right?
they would, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think they could do it, but I don't think they couldn't explicitly give him a voice. They couldn't give him a voiceover.
Right,
because then we, as the audience, would be like...
What?
Who's he talking to in this scene? But I think if there was a moment where he speaks to camera,
yeah,
and everybody just ignores it, or they're like, "What's he doing?"
Yeah,
kind of thing, I think that would work.
Yeah, totally.
And also, I think they wouldn't necessarily have to tone down his violence. All they have to do is write him enough targets that are not human.
Right, Sentinels or
you know, in a lot of people are killed in the X-Men movies.
Sure,
anyway.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot, but it's all mutant deaths.
That's
or
true.
Exploding Sentinels or whatever. I think they just write him a sequence where he's just fighting the Sentinels.
You
or
don't
whatever.
Need to see brain matter to
exactly.
make it
yeah,
work.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'd agree with that, sure.
And again, you could, and also, given that we've developed this character, you could just write a
sequence.
Yeah, we've written this character. They could just give him a sequence where he's forgotten to bring everything. Like, he's forgotten to bring his guns, he's forgotten to bring his swords, and he has to do it, you know, he has to...
Punch on.
It's a fist fight
or
something.
Sure,
yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. I think it would be interesting to see, like, him, like, frustrate, like, Scott Summers or, you know, the X-Men team in general. Would you like to see, like, even, like, a him and Wolverine movie?
Yes.
Do you think, though, Hugh Jackman would...
He's done, right?
Well, he's got one more. He's got one more. They reckon he's going to turn up in Apocalypse at some point.
Okay, sure.
And he's got his solo movie. But I think he
Do we know anything about the Wolverine solo movie, the last one?
They say it's
Does he go to Japan again?
Yeah, God, I hope so. They say it's Old Man Logan.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Righto. Mm. People are saying this is like amazing. It's one of the best comic movies ever made and all that kind of thing. For me, I don't think it is necessarily. Okay. I think it's really, really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time and I'm excited to see how they're going to use him in the future. But I'm also really excited to see what other R-rated comic book characters we can now see.
Sure.
If they do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird that the lesson learnt in this from studios will be...
Violence is always the answer.
But just make the character as they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And the fans are already there. You don't need to change it to be like, well, audiences won't get this. Mm-hmm. No, they will.
Yeah.
Because most of the audience is already there.
But I don't think they're going to come away with that lesson.
Really?
I don't know what lesson they're going to come away with, but it's not going
to
be...
It's probably fourth wall breaking or something that doesn't apply to other characters.
Yeah, it's going to... Yeah, exactly. That's it. They're not going to go, the lesson here is just do the character exactly as he is in the comic book.
Yeah.
They don't understand that. They've gone decades of not understanding that.
This isn't a
movie where they're going to learn the lesson. I think they're going to find something else. It's like when they went, Avatar, it's because people love 3D. It's not. It's that they built this gigantic CGI animated world. It had nothing to do with 3D, but we've had a decade of, when did Avatar come out?
2009.
We've had 7 years, yeah. 6 years of 3D.
I think a little bit of that was 3D initially, but you're right. That movie wouldn't have worked so well if it wasn't this amazing, immersive world.
That's why people went to it. And they went, okay, it must be the 3D.
Yeah.
So they're going to... They don't trust writers. They don't trust anything.
That's true.
They don't trust that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or they're going to go,
I feel like we're going to get a lot of R-rated movies because they'll just see... Because sometimes I feel like studios see something works.
Yep.
And then they go, oh, shit. And then they all start doing that.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to get a lot of R-rated movies, but maybe they're not good.
Because
we got a lot of 3D movies and most of them weren't good or weren't necessary. At least this one was all right, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good, right?
What did you think of it like, in terms of like compared to other movies? The X-Men movies or even comic book movies?
Yeah, I thought it was quite refreshing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the... having a crack at all the tropes.
Yep.
Just the...
Mm.
And I like the fact that he acknowledges it's a movie. I have no more to say on that. Let me think.
Good enough.
I read an article and was like, this is a movie for people that hate the comic book movies. They're sick of all the bloody...
I don't think so.
They're sick of all the comic book movies being all the same or whatever. No, I think it's for people who do love comic book movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've gone insane.
I've got some...
It's for people who are well-versed in comic book movies, which is why we got the title sequence that looked like the Avengers closing
That's
credits
it. Or
sequence.
Even like the start of the Spider-Man movies, how it goes. Yeah. Like a whip. Actually reminded me a bit of, there's sequences in Fight Club where like it zooms out of a bin and it goes around all the Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Things like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got some listener...
What'd you like of the Stan Lee cameo?
Yeah, I knew it was coming. It was in one of the trailers.
Oh, okay, right.
That was good. Did you like seeing Rob Liefeld?
Yes, I did, yeah. Oh, boy.
He's a buddy at it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kieran's written in. He said, despite a very weak villain, I enjoyed the humor and comedy in the movie, which was made by Ryan Reynolds' evident love of the character. The action was well done, despite some over-reliance on CG, but with the budget of the movie, I accept that for what it is. Found myself laughing at the very creative opening credits and the fourth wall-breaking moments. This is from Kush. This one is not as friendly. I just came back from seeing Deadpool, and it was extremely average. I found the character to be annoying in the same jokes... and the jokes were extremely basic fare. I might have enjoyed it if I was in high school, but as a 20-something nerd, he spends his time emailing a podcast with his movie review. I didn't enjoy it. And this is from Orr. I just got back from seeing Captain Deadpool movie, and I must say that I'm thoroughly impressed. It was everything I wanted and more, and I think it's safe to say that it set the bar pretty high for the comic book genre of movies going forward this year. But we all know not every movie is perfect. My only complaint is that I wanted even more screen time with the supporting cast, especially Blind Al. We didn't even mention her. She's barely in it though, really.
That's true. Yeah.
Since the character is very important to the Deadpool mythos. Also, while I loved Ajax and Angel Dust, the friend I saw the movie with felt that these villains weren't very, very memorable.
Welcome to comic book movies. The villains aren't very memorable for some reason. We don't know why.
That's
they
it.
Just keep doing it.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Should we go to the next segment of the show? Have you got something else to say?
Let me
also, I'll say this. I don't think there was any moment in this movie that was as funny as some of the marketing stuff to me.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Mm.
But whatever.
What else?
You're reading the Wikipedia, man. Some Massimus?
No, I'm just reading an article. Oh, one of the things that I thought was odd,
is my
criticism of it, is that he goes to the facility, he gets the Deadpool treatment, he goes all mutant and horrible,
yeah.
And then he can't go back to his girlfriend.
Oh, okay, right.
Like,
yeah,
just
yeah.
go back, it's
just
fine.
Go back. It's like,
I mean, I
back.
Guess the premise is that their relationship is based more on like physical attractiveness than any actual
sure.
kind of emotional connection.
Well, that's what
connection.
He thinks anyway.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go back, what are you, an idiot? You're alive, come on. Like, I didn't feel, like, if they... gone if there was some sort of sequence where she's like, you know, I'm only attracted to because you look like Ryan Reynolds,
yeah,
I would have been like, well, obviously he's not going to go back. But I felt that they were like, there's enough of an emotional connection here,
yes,
that who cares what he looks like,
yeah, you know? Even though he looks terrible,
even though he didn't look, I felt he also didn't look that bad by
no.
the end.
No, not by the end. When he changed, that was quite horrific.
Yeah,
that was pretty pretty intense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how they scarred him in the comics?
No, I think it's just
the test.
He got the Weapon X treatment, and it just kind of that's what it does to him in particular. Yeah,
cool, awesome.
Yeah,
should we do our What Are We Reading segment?
Yeah, let's do our famous segment.
What's it called?
What We Reading?
Yeah,
what we gonna read.
What
we call
read.
It? Yeah, sure.
Then there's a theme song also.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
I'm doing the theme. What are we reading today?
What are you reading this week?
Well, you were here the other day when I was playing this. Yarn Boy.
Oh, sure. What's it actually called?
It's actually called Unraveled, but
it's
I call
video
it Yarn
game.
Boy. Where you're like a little yarn boy.
Is it on, did you download it?
I did. It's on PS, my version on PS4, but it was like $30 Australian.
Uh-huh.
And it's just this kind of nice little kind of indie platformer game.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I've got Fallout somewhere, sitting somewhere, and it just terrifies me. I don't want to open it because it will consume my life. But it's, like, this nice little kind of, it's a little bit kind of bit, little big planet, a little bit like Braid and that kind of stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
That being said, I've never played Braid, so it's probably nothing like that. And you need to go through the kind of the world and collect memories.
Uh-huh.
And you've got only a certain amount of yarn, so you have to kind of go and get a new kind of yarn point along the way.
Oh, sure.
And then get more yarn, and there's little puzzles and platforming, and I fought a crab, and you saw a bit where that groundhog beat me up.
Oh, sure. Boy, did
me.
I. Oh, highlight of my week.
So I didn't enjoy that as much, but yeah, all the villain creatures, all the creatures are just like everyday animals that like turn on you.
Hmm.
It's really cool. It's really kind of sweet and nice and fun and relaxing, right. And it's got some sweet violins.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
What did you read?
I haven't had a lot of time this week for some reason.
Because of Valentine's Day?
Probably because of...
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Thank you.
More like bloody corporate, bloody...
Bloody Hallmark, bloody selling chocolate and greeting cards, eh? Well, it's fine. Just, it's whatever you make of it.
Exactly.
Anyway, this week, so there's a... This is kind of an odd one. Okay, so in America, there's a you're aware of America. There's a show called Fail Army, and it's basically YouTube clips on TV.
I was
going to
say, isn't that a YouTube channel?
It's a YouTube channel, but they have a TV show in America. It's a Dick Clark production, right?
Is it hosted by Tosh or something?
No, it's hosted by nobody. It's just like voiceovers, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, but it's basically it's YouTube on TV. It's like people just leaping on a big balloon and then they bounce off and they hit their head or whatever. Like, it's a lot of...
What does that exist? As a show?
I don't know, but it's got... Anyway, the point is, it's a lot of that. Anyway, so there's that show. Basically, it's basically YouTube for people who don't want to look up things on YouTube.
Right.
But it's just people falling over. It's like America's Funniest Home Videos, except... Anyway, so...
More people get hurt.
Yeah, here's the odd thing about it is I learned this week, is that this show was sold to TV3, which is a New Zealand TV station.
Sure.
And they got sent all the episodes, and the proviso was they couldn't change any of it, so they couldn't change any of their videos to make them more relevant to New Zealand, or like find better video clips, or like do anything, or change any of the titles or anything like that. But what they could do is they could put hosts in, and so they got Guy Montgomery, who's the host of The Worst Idea of All Time, you know, that podcast where they...
Oh,
were,
really? Okay,
you got
yeah.
that, and Joseph Moore, who's another New Zealand comedian.
Yeah.
And basically, this is on TV, like, It's just, so they're allowed to do voiceovers and like interstitial segments and stuff like that, yeah, but they can't change any of it.
Right.
And so it's basically them do, and it's like, and the show has no budget. It's got like, it's like $5,000 an episode to cover everything.
Right.
And so it's just them like paying out on the show as it's happening. It's amazing. Yeah. So it's just like, they go in and they're like, this segment, and I just want to stress, we didn't come up with a name of it and we can't change any of it. It's called EGADS My Nads. Anyway, here's the segment. And it's like this whole, like, it's this whole thing, and it's like them doing commentary like, oh, don't drive that car. It's fallen. All the stuff's fallen off the back of the truck. Oh, didn't see that coming. Like, it's kind of,
Sounds great.
It's on like the TV3 app, if you can download that. It's real, real good.
Awesome. Do you know either of those guys?
I've met Guy once. Okay. I've met them both once, but they're from New Zealand, so I don't know. But yeah, they're very funny guys. So it's bizarre, and it's just this weird cheap set, and it's just like, it's a lot of like, we don't know, like, it, and it's, it was a show that was designed to not work, I think.
Right.
Like, because they're like, let's just make something.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to watch to fill in time before we get a better show in here.
Sure.
And it rates very well, apparently.
Right.
Because people like them hating on everything. It's pretty good. You should watch it.
All right, I will. Yeah. What's it called?
Fail Army.
Yeah. New Zealand.
But the New Zealand one. Don't watch the American one. Don't watch the YouTube channel. Or do. I don't care.
You don't like videos of a guy getting in the nads?
I do.
Your gad me nads or whatever?
Yeah.
Did you see that video of the crab wielding a knife?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I hope you've got that theme song ready.
I don't. Hang on.
Every week, mate. Just once, I'd like you to. You
I
know.
Did last week. Okay, I got it.
I don't want to be here for a second longer than I have to be.
Wait,
I need
hang
to
on. Wait, no, wait. Oh God. Okay, we're ready.
I'm ready.
It's
I've been ready
letters.
For a while.
Shh.
Classic one was letters. Oh, letters. We love you. Some letters.
What was that?
We're going to hear right now. We're going to do letters.
You just knocked something off the couch.
I spilled my water.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
Anyway, it's a letter segment. You can email us weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, or you can hit us up #weeklyplanetpod,
please.
The Weekly Planet, whatever you want. We'll find him.
Yeah, we'll bloody find it. Okay, so this is a letter from the Gmail account.
I'm really thirsty now, but there's no water for me to drink.
There's a bloody tap just in there.
Okay, right.
Do you want to go get it?
No, I was kidding.
All right. By the way, did you see the trailer for the Full House reunion?
No.
Looks unwatchable.
Fantastic. Let's watch it.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I found out that not everybody is in every episode. Like, Dave Coulier is only in one episode. Uncle Jesse's in two, whatever. Mm. It's all, like, new cast and, like, DJ and Stephanie or whatever. Do those names mean anything to you?
Yes, all of them.
Okay, good.
Great.
Good. All right. Hello, I'm a huge fan of you guys. I look forward to listening every week, and I was wondering if you would trade the Nolan Batman trilogy for the Star Wars prequels. So the Batman trilogy would be bad, but for the Star Wars prequel to be good. Hope you read this. Finally, can I be the official Han Solo's vest and pistol? Love you guys. Bye.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
So the Star Wars movies have to be, the prequels are good.
Yep.
The Dark Knight trilogy, bad. Though someone argued that the third one's not very good anyway.
I would agree with that.
I think it wraps up the films good enough.
I would not trade them.
Why is that?
Heath Ledger.
Good point.
Not at all.
I would also not trade them because I think the reason we're going to get some good Star Wars movies is because those prequels are so fucking
That's
bad.
True.
So,
yeah.
So I think everything happens for a reason, except most things, because it just happens
for no reason.
Seemingly randomly.
It's just a random universe, just arbitrary, exactly.
Just a bunch of nonsense shit, and then you bloody twist your ankle in the street and fall in front of a car.
Yeah.
No, interesting question though.
That is an interesting question. Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people would happily trade one for
and
the
also,
other.
Would we get that sweet sequence of Batman in Hong Kong?
That is a good sequence, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw those buildings once.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, they're pretty.
In the movie The Dark Knight?
No, I saw them in real life.
Ooh.
And someone was like, those are those buildings. And I'm like, that's pretty great.
Were they being driven on a flatbed truck outside your house?
Yes, they were. Yeah. This is from William on #WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter. What do you guys think is the best / worst Fox Marvel film? Also, can I be the official goof of the podcast? Yes, and best and worst Fox Marvel movie.
Ah, Fox. Did they do Punisher Warzone? Was that Sony?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I think they might have.
All right.
Yeah.
We could just look up Fox Marvel movies.
Did you not like Punisher Warzone? Oh, no, you did like
it. I like, that's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
More than X-Men First Class.
Oh, hang on. Let's give me a second.
You give me a second.
I'll give you a second, all right? God.
I'm looking it up here.
More movies. Okay. Oh, Fox movies. Okay. Best and worst. Here we go.
That's right. Dominic West was in that. It's distributed by Lionsgate.
Yeah, it doesn't count then, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, best then. Ooh.
Mine is definitely
First Class.
First Class.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Mm. Yeah.
Boy. In terms of worst, we've got X-Men Origins Wolverine, obviously. Yep. We've also got Elektra.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah.
That's so bad. All right, bad.
What do you got? Okay, between the two, which one's your least favorite?
Elektra. Out of those two. Yeah, but then again, I don't really care about Elektra.
Sure, yeah.
But then again, that... I've seen, I know, yeah, you know what, probably Wolverine's worse.
Mm.
Probably. I don't know. I haven't seen any of them, either of those in so long. Yeah. What about you forgetting the Fantastic Four movies as well?
That's true, yeah.
So what's the worst Fantastic Four movie?
Fantastic Four 2015.
Yeah.
It's much so.
You didn't even hesitate.
Not for a second. Like, the first one was quite bad at the time.
Yes.
But in retrospect, at least it's fun, I guess.
And the second one has a good Silver Surfer sequence.
That's true, yeah. That one is actually much better.
I agree.
Yeah, that's even a good film.
I was going to say it's not good.
It's quite a fun ride.
Yeah, look, I've seen it once.
Yep.
So, you know, I couldn't really say for sure.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Fantastic Four 2015 might be the worst Fox movie?
Yeah. Like, of any kind. Just anything Fox has ever released. Maybe.
Oh, man, that's tough call. I think it's because it's so fresh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Look, I'm going to say Elektra worst,
because
it's at least X-Men Origins Wolverine is memorable for being terrible.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
He's got some terrible CGI claws. He's got that sequence where he fights the blob. He's got the sequence where he gets fatherly advice from the old man, even though he's older than the old man. So a lot of that's pretty good. I'm going to say that's Elektra's the worst, and the best... So I'm going to say The Wolverine. The Wolverine is quite good.
I didn't know you liked that so much.
I like The Wolverine.
What is it that you like about that movie?
I like
Is it the old man hunched inside a Japanese robot
samurai?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, kind of.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah. And also, he's not so invulnerable in it, which I enjoy.
Oh, because they put that thing on his heart.
Yeah, look, yeah.
I think you can make that work, though, because... Or especially because Deadpool showed that Deadpool is invincible.
Yeah, no, I don't like what is, I guess, the current power set of Wolverine, that he can recover from anything instantly.
Right.
Always preferred the original version where he can, you know, he can recover from a gunshot wound in a couple of days. Like,
okay,
the idea that he's not a good character because he's invincible all the time, it's that he is so tenacious that he will just keep fighting even though he's been shot a couple of times.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
It's got co-productions here, and one of them is the Secret Service.
Kingsman,
yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty good too.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that would count though.
No.
I don't think they're in the same universe. No. Yeah.
All right. Definitive answer provided. We did it.
Yes. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Last one.
Mm-hmm.
This is from @Chenzanort on Twitter. Not sure if you guys have already seen this, but here it is anyways. Thoughts on this madness, and what he sent through was the trailer for... Red Band trailer for Hardcore Henry.
Correct. The first person film.
The first person film?
First person film.
I bet it's not the first one.
Probably not, yeah.
But it's this one, isn't it?
Sure is. So the one we're talking about it currently. Is.
What did any of that interest you? You watched it just before
we
started.
I did watch it. Yeah. It did say like there is one movie in a generation that changes the world or something like that. It's not going to be this film. Let me tell you, it's not. It might be fun.
Yeah.
But it's not going to change anything. It's really not.
You don't think we're going to get a spate of first-person action movies?
Not at all, no.
Yeah. Mm. Some of that action looks really great, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you reckon they did it with GoPro? Or how do you reckon they're kind of...
Probably
do you reckon
GoPro.
It's like a rig?
It's probably a rig and a GoPro. Also certainly a rig.
You're just saying things that I say.
Mm-hmm. You're just saying things that you say.
There's a lot of... the dude Wickus is in it a lot. It's different characters. He's got different wigs.
We call him Wiggus.
Yeah. So
you mean what's his face? Sharlto Copley.
Yeah, Sharlto Copley. Okay. Yeah. And I'm not sure. I don't know who plays the main guy, but it's probably also Sharlto Copley. No, he couldn't be because then he has to wear the rig or the GoPro.
No, but they just switch him out.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess you're right.
So this is going to have the illusion of it being in one continuous shot, I assume.
Yeah, it kind of looks that way. So he's got robot limbs, mm-hmm. robot limbs.
Yeah.
And he's on some kind of mission to get his girlfriend back or something. And
okay, sure.
He leaps onto a helicopter. He looks mostly invincible. Or
See, the it's either going to be very interesting and compelling the whole time,
yeah.
or it's going to be like watching somebody play a video game, which is not interesting.
Like the one with Jason Statham, how they stole Yarn his heart or whatever.
Yarn Boy. Crank. Right.
Yeah, this actually reminded me a lot of Crank. Mm-hmm. It looks like first-person Crank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy Crank?
I did enjoy Crank.
I haven't seen Crank 2 yet,
though. It's pretty good as well.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's as good as Crank 1, then yeah, it would be pretty good.
Yes.
No, I'm looking forward to this.
Will you watch it at a cinema, though?
Probably if I'm free, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Sure, right.
A lot. No, you know what? To be fair, I do miss... If I don't need to see something, I don't go out and see it because mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'll get to it eventually. Right. I'd rather just be at home. Is there anything wrong with that?
That's fine.
I'm so tired.
Mm.
I saw some terrible things on the weekend.
Oh, sure.
Things I will not recount.
You mean on air? Off air, you'll tell me.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Okay, great. I'll bloody tell you all about it. Mm. I saw, when I said the vomit thing before, this guy this spray that I've never seen. I'll quickly tell this. It was about 1 o'clock on the Friday night and I came out and in the pool... there was floating a blow-up mattress.
Yes.
There was like 22 people there. And it was just covered in vomit.
In the pool?
Yeah. Like crazy vomit. Like
it looked like more
humanly
than one
impossible.
Right,
yeah.
Sure.
And then I worked out CSI style that if I put the mattress over to a certain side of the pool, that someone had stumbled out of their room as they were vomiting and there was like enormous chunks of chicken that got finer and finer till it got to the spray that hit the pool, and then that person's clearly panicked and kicked the mattress away to kind of
to kind of
and there were 3 people sleeping in that room and none of them admitted it.
Ooh, look at their stomach capacities though. Who was it?
It was the giant guy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair though, those guys weren't my mates. They were just guys that were there.
All right,
been doing whatever they were up to. They were nice enough guys. All right, that's the show.
I mean, they were vomiting liars, but...
Where can people find us?
Oh, they can find us weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies. Also, Mr. Sunday Movies on Facebook is also a
that's good
thing
one.
To follow.
At The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
Yep, bloody get into
He's
it.
He's better at being us than we are.
He certainly is.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for our various theme songs.
That's right. Now, we've got this... Fergal Quigley has also made some t-shirts.
One of our mates who
That's
does
right.
a lot of art for the show.
That's right.
So great
we've
art.
Got, we've got two. We've got Golden
You should follow
Legend.
Him on Twitter. Yeah, he's good. After every show, he'll do a little piece of art based on it.
That's
real,
right.
Real nice.
And it's always the best art.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe we'll consolidate the t-shirts into the one place at some point.
See what we can do. Yeah, but we'll he's got a t-shirt out. It's a Masters of the Universe Weekly Planet t-shirt.
It's pretty
very, very
sweet,
good.
Mate.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Golden Legend also, but I'll start linking those both below. People want to check them out. We and him get very little money from that, but you know, people seem.
But at
to
least Redbubble's making money. You
Thank
know what
God,
I mean?
Eh?
Yeah,
there we go. But yeah, that's what we're here for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Also, Geek Fuel will be linked below. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we did.
It's actually pretty good.
We like them. They're good.
Yeah. Also, next week we accidentally have 2 sponsors. That's
okay,
my fault.
Great.
I forgot. I don't know.
I think it's the fault of capitalism.
Yeah.
You're fine.
So it might not be a thing we do all the time, but it might be a thing we do all the time. Every now and then, maybe we'll do a couple. It helps us out if we have 2 as well, doesn't it? Because we get more money. And to me, that's important.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Some people it wouldn't be so important to, but...
What is that?
It's a battery charger. It's a phone charger.
How does that work? Do you just clip it on or has it got a little...
It's got a bloody...
That's great. How many capacitors does it have?
We'll talk about this off air. What is wrong with you? We're winding the show up.
All right. Next week we're doing the Versus episode.
That's right. If you'd like, it's our superhero showdown.
Yep.
So if you'd like to...
There's a Reddit thread.
There's a Reddit thread on the Reddit, yep. So if you'd like to, if you can think of 2 superheroes / supervillains
yep.
/ literary characters of any kind.
Oh, real people in real life.
Real people. You'd like us to have us fight. We'll match them up. We'll determine who the winner is.
That's right.
All results are final, except they're not really. It's whatever we decide at the time. And then we might change our opinions later.
We will change our opinions later. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. All right. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Bye. Wait. Grab that gem, you guys.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.